Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. Well, we, with the Lord's help, we are going to get into the message, or else I won't finish. If I do what I did yesterday, we won't even finish it this week. And I've been ministering on the subject, you know who you are in Christ, not only as a child of God, all the blessings, privileges, promises that are given in the new covenant because of the death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus Christ. He's now seated at the right hand of God praying for you. Isn't that a wonderful, comforting thought? Because He's touched by the feeling of our infirmities. But also, God wants each one of His children to come into maturity. Maturity not only in terms of who they are in Christ, you know, that's what Ephesians says, until we all come into the unity of the faith, unto the measure of the stature, the fullness of Christ. But also, there's a personal, just as a natural baby grows into natural maturity and becomes an adult, so He wants us to be an adult and have putting away the things of a child and understand spiritual things, understanding that comes as you mature in Christ. And in doing so, not that He certainly can use you all along the way, but He wants you to know, to have such a satisfaction, such a contentment that you are doing what He wants you to do, that you are in the will of God. Because the enemy will do everything he can to detour you, to get you off the track, to confuse you, to bring circumstances where you're not sure which way you're headed. I mean, confusion is, He's not the author of confusion. And God wants you to have such a peace and a confidence, a submissive heart to Him and to godly counsel, because God uses the wise words, wise godly words of others, as well as circumstances to lead us, but that you will be whom God has created you to be. And it's the Lord's desire as His child that you ought to have a complete assurance in your soul that as an heir of God and joint heir with Jesus, that everything that God has given Jesus, He's given you. God's total supply is for you. All that He has for you, He wants you to have. And so often we are short-circuited. We cut ourselves off and cut ourselves short because we, by faith, don't have that vision, that spiritual vision, to see what He has for us. So many people lose their blessings. They lose their victory through unbelief. And we're warned about that in the Word of God. Hebrews talks about it, that third chapter, verse 15 says, today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your heart. How does He speak to us? Through His Word. Whether it's a rhema word, as you're just, you know, you're going about your day and God brings a scripture to mind, whether you are reading the Word and all of a sudden it jumps out at you, or whether you're hearing anointed preaching or teaching, that's the Word of God. That's His will coming alive to you because His Word is living. God tells us in Hebrews 3:12 that unbelief in our hearts is an evil thing in His sight. That's a dreadful thing to consider, isn't it? And that it causes us, even worse, to depart from the living God. What does Hebrews 3:12 says? Take heed, be careful, pay attention, lest there be in you, this is the adjective that's used, an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. You know, I just want to share something the Lord has quickened. This was a few days ago when I was spending time with the Lord. I was reading a devotional, and a pastor was sharing something that happened to him many years ago. He was pastoring a church, and evangelists came in, moving in the gifts, and there were two ladies in the church that had cancer. So he prayed for them, and there was a miracle of deliverance and healing. They were totally healed of cancer. And one of those ladies continued on to live a long, happy, fruitful life. But the other sister came to church, and she said, "I need prayer." She said, "The cancer has come back." And of course, they prayed. However, she did not get any better. She died. And listen to this. This is mind-blowing. And of course, obviously, she was with the Lord. She loved God. And so there's no question she's with Jesus. But they did an autopsy on her, and the doctors couldn't find out why she died. There was absolutely no sign, no trace of cancer. Can you believe? Isn't that mind-blowing? Why? But she had symptoms. Not only is that such a demonic lie of the enemy, she believed them. She was walking in fear and unbelief, and she actually died. She's with the Lord, but the fact is the doctors couldn't understand why she passed away, because she didn't have cancer. So talk about an evil heart of unbelief. That dear sister, while she's with the Lord, was robbed of the blessings, the fruitfulness of ministry and life that God had for her. And so we need to really look, you know, pay attention to our thoughts, let this mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus, and realize the new covenant covers everything spiritually, emotionally, and then in terms of our soul, physically. By his stripes we are healed. That is God's best will for us. I believe that we can walk in health, that we will prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers. That's an important scripture to remember and a key. Are we doing what God's word says? You know, you may not have thought about this or considered it, but sometimes, you know, when you go through troubles and battles, you just think, oh, this is another trial. This is another thing I got to work through. But we have to be aware that we have an adversary, that we are in continual spiritual warfare. Now, there are times God, for his purposes, will sustain something, just like he did with Job. Are you kidding? He loosed the devil on Job. "Hast thou considered my servant Job?" Why? Because he was full of sin and unbelief? No, there was a much higher purpose. Of course, Job learned lessons on the way, and God blessed him twice as much after when he prayed for his friends. We're talking at the end of the book. But what was at stake was God's honor, and God was being glorified because the devil threw in his face, he just blessed, he just serving you because you bless him. So God took all the blessings away. But Job did not curse God and die. He still trusted God. "Yea, though God slay me, yet will I trust him." So sometimes there's a purpose when things are sustained. But what I want to share with you, that you have power over the devil through Jesus Christ. And so often when we go through, sometimes there's seasons of affliction. We have to use our authority. So many times I thought, well, you know, and I'm just struggling through, and all of a sudden, wait a minute. Okay, in the name of Jesus, get away, devil. Whatever hindrances you are using and influencing this situation or circumstances, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Boy, you need to do that in relationships a lot, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, our own or that of other people's. So we have power over the devil, but you know what? Unless we use that authority, the devil's not going to leave you unless you tell him to go. We are to submit ourselves to God. We better make sure we're in that place and resist the enemy. We resist him, and he will flee from before you. Not maybe, not he might, maybe after a period of time. No, it's immediate. When you lift up that authority that you have because of what Jesus did, not because you're some big tough guy or person or woman, but because he fears the name of Jesus. Romans 8 and 16 says, "The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." And we need to get rid of our excuses as why we can't walk in victory, why we feel we're so defeated, and what? Non-productive. God wants us to get rid of our excuses. We need to identify with the finished work of Jesus Christ through the atonement. We need to refuse to make the same old lame excuses that we made in the past. I'm too weak. That's not valid anymore. God says, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Remember Paul's thorn? And God said, that's where that scripture comes from. Paul wanted it gone. And the Lord said, no, my purposes are involved in that. So in other words, God's strength shines forth when we are our weakest. And God wants you to know, beloved, you're never too old, you're never too sick, you're never too tired, you never are too burdened, overworked, or too poor to rise above your circumstances and receive His blessings. We are to just lay hold of the fact that regardless of where we are at now, and don't kick yourself. Don't say, oh, look what I've let the enemy do to me. No, just start. Let's start now. Let's start where you're at right this moment. And I'm going to have a different frame of mind. I'm going to have a different spiritual outlook. I am going to resist the enemy. In the few remaining moments, let's pray. Father, you see those that the enemy has come against with hindrances, with obstacles, with lies, with deceptions, with resistance, with strife, with anger, the arrows and darts of the enemy. Father, in Jesus' name, we take authority over this work of the enemy. And devil, in the name of Jesus, you take your hand off of God's beloved. The Lord rebuke you, Satan. We are submitted to God, and we resist you in Jesus' name, and you will flee according to the word of God, which never fails. Father, in Jesus' name, we give you praise. We bless you for it. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Whoa, some of you are feeling better. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, my time is coming to a close. And as always, I invite you to write and share whatever specific needs you have. There's power in agreeing prayer. And beloved, just know that if God's moving on your heart, don't put it off. Don't say, well, you know, I don't have paper, pencil. You know, do what He says. If the Holy Spirit's, take whatever effort is necessary and write down that contact information, not because I'm wanting you to, because the Holy Spirit has a reason for you. I love you. I pray for you every day, my UCM partners, my radio family. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.